1960. By now, Corvette was solidly established in the domestic automotive market. More than 10,200 convertibles rolled out of the St. Louis factory. The smooth, contoured exterior was similar to 1959's. This was the last year for taillights molded into the rounded rear fenders, and the grille's teeth would disappear in the ensuing model year. A metallic paint, Cascade Green, also made its debut. Aluminum radiators with top tanks make their appearance, but were limited to high-lift camshaft engines. Aluminum cylinder heads were used for the first time on fuel-injected models. The use of lighter weight metals for a number of other components helped trim overall vehicle heft. All fuel-injected engines required manual transmissions, unlike previous versions where automatic transmissions could be combined with lower horsepower fuel-injected plants. Four Corvettes traveled to Europe to compete at the Le Mans, where one finished fifth in the GT class and eighth overall. In SCCA Class B production racing, Corvette captured the points championship, edging out second-place finisher Ferrari. Corvette also captured the SCCA C Modified Championship. The Serv 1, the R now stood for research, not racing, a mid-engine, open-wheel, single-seat prototype racing model, made its first public showing at Riverside International Raceway in California.